Again, we'd just like to thank all who have come this evening. We're glad you're here. We'll just open in a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus. We thank you for the privilege we have to tell of him and how we will read shortly of his sweet invitation of grace. We can enjoy that song we were just singing. Come is the sweet invitation of grace. Come for his suffering of sinners. For sinners is done. Come for the Father's well pleased in his Son. We thank you for the gift of salvation and that the Lord Jesus died at Calvary 2,000 years ago approximately to pay the debt of sin that every one of us owes, and that he could say there after he had suffered, it is finished and the work for salvation is complete. And all we have to do for those who are in this meeting still in their sins is just accept his invitation. So we pray tonight that even as we sit here this evening, that someone would accept the invitation of the Savior and come to him. We just thank you for the Lord Jesus in his name. Amen. We'll just remember the meetings of the week. Tomorrow evening is youth group at 6:30. And Thursday evening at 7:30 is the prayer meeting and Bible study. And then, Lord willing, again next Sunday, breaking your bread at 10 o'clock and Sunday school about 12 and the gospel at 7. And we would invite you back to all of those meetings. So we're going to read this evening in Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14. And verse 15. Luke 14, verse 15. And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper, and bade many, and sent his servants at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. So, I was thinking of excuses this afternoon. I was thinking about getting about speaking tonight. And different times we're invited to something, whether it be to a friend's house or someone we know for a meal or for whatever it may be, or invited to a wedding, or invited to somewhere for some event. And usually we don't just want to tell the people if we're busy or we don't feel like going or we got other plans. We don't just want to tell them we don't want to go because we're scared we're going to offend them. So we have to come up with some excuse. Sometimes they're legitimate, but often they're just an excuse to get out of saying why we really don't want to go. And we're all guilty of that at some point. And we read here about this man that made a great supper. So it's speaking really of God the Father, and he has prepared heaven for every person that ever was born and lived on this earth. And there's going to be a great gathering one day, and he has prepared a great supper for everyone to come. And yet there's going to be very few that come. We have the chart behind us here. We have the narrow way and the broad way. And the narrow way says in Matthew chapter 7, few there be that find it. In the broad way, there's many which go down and end up in hell. And we pray that you would be part of the few tonight. And anyway, we just like to look at some of these people that were invited. And he says, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent. We only read here of three that had excuses, but I would say there was many, 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 and he just took examples of a few. And we'll just talk about these excuses. The first one said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. Who buys a piece of ground without going to look at it first? Like, that's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. What kind of excuse are you coming up with why you're not saved tonight? Maybe it might sound legitimate to some people, but to God it's absolutely ridiculous. All things are now ready, and there's nothing more important in life than to be prepared for eternity. I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. So he bought a piece of land, sight unseen, and then he's going to go and look at it after. Well, what does it matter then? You already bought it. You might as well come to the supper and go look at it after, because the money's spent now. If it's a horrible piece of land, then too bad. So how ridiculous is your excuse while you're still in your sins? And then we have another one that's just as ridiculous. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. So, in today's terms, could be a farmer, and he bought a tractor. I have to go and try it out. Well, I think the thing to do would be go and look it over and try it and make sure it runs and goes forward and back and does all the things it needs to do before you buy it. So these obviously were just excuses why these people didn't want to go to this supper. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Well, I'm sure it was said a certain man made a great supper, so I'm sure certain it was going to be a very fancy meal, probably a nice location. And most women that I know like to go for a fancy meal and enjoy it and enjoy all the different, I can't even think of what you call them, but different parts to it. And this man says, I have married a wife, therefore I cannot come. I'm sure the invitation was for him and his wife, but yet no interest. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servants, so surely there was more than three that made ridiculous excuses for the master of the house to be angry. And how many here tonight, if you're still in your sins, you're just making excuses, just like the rest of the world around you, why you don't want to take God's invitation of salvation? Is it friends? You don't want to upset your friends, or don't want to be made fun of by your friends? Or perhaps you really think, and the devil tricks a lot of people into thinking this, that if you're saved, oh, it'll be, you'll have no more fun in your life, and you have to do this, and you have to do that, and you can't do this, and you can't do that, and it's just a miserable life. All they do is go to meetings, and that's it. What ridiculous excuse do you have why you're not saved? And the very solemn thing about rejecting the invitation of the Savior, we read there verse 24, for I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. So there comes a point in a person's life, and we don't know when that is, only God knows. But when you turn away God's invitation and keep putting off salvation so many times, eventually God's just going to say, fine, forget it. You don't have an opportunity anymore. And we don't know when that is. And you don't know when it is. So these men here that were invited, they didn't have the opportunity later to change their mind and say, oh, I guess I'll come after all. So instead, the servant was instructed to go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. The Lord wants his house filled, and the supper is ready. Come, for all things are now ready. There's nothing left for you to do to receive salvation, friend, other than just to accept the invitation. The Lord Jesus died upon Calvary almost 2,000 years ago, and for 3 lonely and dark hours, he suffered for your sin and for my sin. And then, when he was all done of the work which the Lord gave him, which God gave him to do at Calvary, he could cry out with those powerful and triumphant words, "It is finished." And the work which was necessary for salvation, he finished there 2,000 years ago. All things are now ready. The Savior's invitation is just simply come. Come with your baggage, come with your sin. Just get rid of your excuses and stop putting it off, friend. Why are you putting it off? The Lord could come at any time. We have no guarantee of tomorrow. I have a friend in Truro. He's only, I think, 33 years old. He has a machine shop and he's self-employed, and he just found it a few months back. He has stage 4 brain cancer. And here he is. He's married and has one, I think, 15-month-old boy, and they have another one on the way, and he found out his life. It's a terminal illness. There's no cure for it. And they say he could be gone in 6 months, or he could have a number of years. It's hard to say. And then our brother Kevin here, his daughter Kate, she's kind of in a similar situation. Both young people, healthy, not that long ago. And their time is ticking. And yours could be too. There's children that their life is taken. Young people, you can't keep putting this invitation off. And there's no reason to. There's no excuse that's good enough to keep you out of heaven. There's nothing legitimate why you should not accept this invitation. So you just pray tonight that you would realize how absurd and ridiculous your excuses are to God. He has done everything to prepare salvation, to prepare heaven for you, and all he wants you to do, he's just knocking at your heart's door to come and to receive him, and to receive his salvation that he has so generously provided. If you would just receive him tonight, you would have surety of heaven, and know that if your life on earth, whenever the time comes that your life on earth is over, you will be in heaven forever with him. So pray that you would consider these things and not be part of those, that none of those men, women, children, which were bidden, shall taste of my supper. That's a solemn thing. We could read in another passage that there will be ones standing at the door, the closed door here. Tonight the door is open, but there's going to be a day when that door is closed. And they will be saying to the Lord Jesus, you have taught and walked in our streets. And he will say, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. And we would pray that that would not be true of any of you here that are in this meeting tonight. For the work is already done. Just accept the invitation. We'll read one other verse. Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the Savior speaking these words. Just come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And in your sins, you have a tremendous load, a burden of sin. And if you would just accept the Savior and come to him, he will take that burden and give you rest. And if you would just come to him tonight, you could have rest and peace that you've never known before. And you could lay your head on your pillow tonight and sleep like a baby, knowing that eternity is taken care of and you will not have to suffer for your sins because the Lord Jesus already suffered for your sins. Come to him this evening. May God bless his word.